Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Dr. Daniel Israel, a GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates here at Bluebird Medical Center in Burnham. And as I was saying to you just a little earlier this afternoon, really exciting news, hot off the press. A electronic vaccination certificate appears to be coming available in South Africa. Daniel, what do you know about this or not?
This is the move of the developed world in terms of controlling the free flow of people in and out of countries, and also at different events and even restaurants, etc., in countries. And I've had reports from patients and people in general that in Europe at the moment, for example, in order to get into different events and public facilities, one needs to show vaccination. Now, I mean, the answer one could ask you, or question one could ask you, is what's the difference if it's digital or if it's just handwritten? But we all know that the sustainability of handwritten cards, and we've even seen it in terms of our own, you know, communities. You know, people have different cards, and there's even fraud, and there have been situations where people are challenged as to what vaccine they had, how many they had, etc. But when there's a digitalized QR code system that can be reproduced, even if you lose the piece of paper, it makes a big difference to this move. And so just to go back to the practicalities of your question,
yeah.
The Department of Health released today on the EVDS platform that you are able now to create yourself by going on there a digital vaccination card that you can then take a screenshot of or pick up on your phone. And at the moment, it's only open it'll only show people who have been fully vaccinated, which is a single dose on the J&J in South Africa or a double on the Pfizer.
Yeah.
But as time goes by, it will probably become more and more widely used. And there have been some teething problems on the system. I've had a few colleagues even who aren't able to pick up their own vaccination, but it's just because the system's overloaded. But the listeners can go onto the EVDS website and they can create their card. And Discovery Health has also created their own platform on there. So if you are a Discovery member, you can do it on the Discovery website as well. So it's really a positive move in terms of getting South Africans on the international developed, you know, country kind of system in terms of being able to travel and go to public places.
I'm probably asking a question that you don't know the answer to, Daniel, but would you be aware whether there is reciprocity between different countries, different systems?
So the idea is not to have different, in other words, it should be an international system, and it would be really great if there was an international almost vaccine database and the whole world was on it. But I mean, obviously the practicalities of that are really difficult.
Sure.
And I think that the way the system works, and I mean, certainly it does show so on the Discovery platform, is that when you scan the QR code, it brings up an official almost certificate that shows that the person has been vaccinated, what vaccines they had and when they had it. So at the moment, certainly in Europe and some of the developed countries, you just have to be able to show, even if it's on paper, that, you know, this was the vaccine and that was the date. But in time to come, the hope is that it will all go onto one database.
Sure.
It certainly would be excellent.
Massively exciting development, Daniel. I mean, it means that we can start to travel a little later on in the year. Just a question. Strikes me that some people were vaccinated by their medical aids, first round. Second round, Pfizer. Some went to the Chev. Would the EVDS system be able to pick this up and allocate the vaccinations correctly?
So the EVDS system spans all the different types of vaccination, different vaccination sites, I should say. So whether people were vaccinated through a medical aid, or they were vaccinated at a public hospital, or they were vaccinated in, for example, one of the Jewish community services, it all gets registered onto one EVDS system, which is excellent, because it would be much worse if we had a fractured system there too.
Sure.
And therefore, whatever the situation is, you should be able to pick up your vaccination. And if one goes on there and doesn't know it asks for your vaccine number or registration number, and if that's unknown to you and you're not a Discovery member, so you can't get it on there, there is a helpline that can be called, and I'm sure they're inundated at the moment, but over time, and they'll be able to generate that for you. So as you say, it really is good and exciting news.
Massive, massive, massive news. It strikes me, Daniel, that we've had two positive sessions in a row. Let's make it a hat trick tomorrow.
We'll do our best. Watch the news.
There you go. Fantastic news that we're going to have a digital registration system. Who knows? We might be able to travel sooner rather than later.